I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
Well, it is always wonderful to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. And I, you know, every once in a while we have our media guru because, you know, Mark Goldman has been in the PR business for a lot of years now. What is it, 15 years now, 10 years? How long have you guys been doing this?
PR and 10 years in the radio industry as well.
Yeah, 10 years. So, you know, this is somebody who's very seasoned. He's been working with most of us talk show hosts from both sides and really gets it. And so we love to have him on to get his perspective on news that's happening, current affairs, pop culture, business stories, that kind of thing. And so, you know, I have to tell you, the March for Our Lives protest,
yes,
that happened this Saturday. Can I just share with you? I have a friend who is 81 years young. She's 81 this week. And she fell. They had a huge birthday party for her and her husband. They did a joint. The kids all got together and did a joint birthday party. And they rented. I mean, it was an extravagant weekend. We had a blast. It was on the Cape. And she fell and only fell three steps and caught her fall. Those three steps, though, did a number on her. So she has never been able to, since October or September, she's never been able to walk right, and she's in terrible pain. She broke her pelvis in three places. I mean, you can't even imagine what happened from a silly little trip. So anyway, the bottom, long and short of it is that she said to me, I really want to support these kids and go to this march, but I'm not physically capable of doing it. And I said, well, wait a minute. What if we Uber as close to the event as we can, we walk around, we hear a couple of the speeches, and then we Uber it back? She said, you would do that with me? And I said, absolutely. So I got to be a part of the movement and the moment. And I have to tell you, I was so impressed, Mark. First of all, the kids that spoke, I don't ever remember being a 16-year-old but having that kind of presence to speak. 15-year-olds.
And this was in the Boston area. How many students
this was in,
were there?
Yeah, oh, about 100. They said 50,000, but I've been to the Boston Common when there had been 50,000, and it was a huge crowd. I would say, really, it was about 75,000.
Wow, incredible.
And we thought it was over because when we came with Uber got us as close as we could. And she had to have her walker, not to help her walk, but she just can't be in a crowd without it. You know, it would have been too dangerous. So, so we just walked all over the common, and people were, that's why I say it was about 75,000 altogether, because people were coming and going. It was like a constant flow of thousands of people at one time, in and out, and thousands of people coming and going. But I have to say, there were so many teachers at this rally, that and professors, and they were all, give us books, not bullets. And right. the signs were profound. They were brilliant. They were funny. These kids came up with sayings and expressions, and it was really amazing. The sun
what
was
kind
out.
Of, expressions and signs did you see out there?
Well, some of them were a little risque, but they were basically what they were saying is, it's not that we're against our rights to carry arms. This is not about our rights to carry arms. It's our First Right Amendment to share that we don't want teachers to be bearing arms. And that was kind of the gist of it. It's not about take away our Second Amendment's rights. It's about understanding that people that are ill need to have, there has to be better screening, and there needs to be more action taken.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we bring this up a lot, that there has to be mental health screening, to purchase guns, and the age has to go up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a parent of two small kids.
Yes.
How are you explaining, or are they a little too young for you to even get into it with them at this point?
You know what? They're not young at all. These kids these days are just smarter than I think we used to be. And
yes.
I think every generation maybe says that. I can't believe I'm saying that. Makes myself feel old, you know. But, every generation has this. But, the kids in school, the teachers are explaining to them what the march was all about. And, they didn't go into the guns as much because they don't want to scare the kids, but at this age. But, they all knew about it, and, we spoke about it on the weekend. We spoke about, why this was going on, and,
nice.
The kids understood it. It was a little bit weird, though, that in the local high school, when the kids walked out last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, a lot of them got in trouble for that and got detention and whatever else, which I think is horrible.
Terrible. I must say that what made this different than all the other rallies and marches and things that I've attended in my whole life, which has been a very large amount,
right,
was that it was frigid. It was a freezing cold day. It was snowing and hailing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it was really
cold.
It was really the wind from the water. You know, we're right here on the harbor, so the water, it was just vicious. It didn't deter any. Didn't deter anybody.
Right.
I was just going to say that what amazed me the most, though, was the families. All the families were there. It was the little kids, the middle kids, the older kids. Tons and tons of this was a family rally. Grandmother, grandfather, mom, dad, and kids, and that was repeated throughout the audience. It was all ages. It was very young to very old, and I loved that.
And we should just really talk about what this march was about, and also mention that there were 800 protests in every state of America.
I did not know that.
And also in Europe as well. There was so much stuff going on in Europe. Demonstrators in France, Germany, Spain, Tokyo were those who took part in the streets and pushing stronger gun control here in the States.
I'm pleased to see that. That's great. That's really that's wonderful.
And also lately, there was a recent a terrorist attack or terrorist shooting last Friday near the Eiffel Tower. Pardon me, in Paris, and there was a big demonstration there as well.
Isn't that fabulous? Absolutely fabulous. You know, I think people are, even people that believe in gun control are disgusted by some of the things that are happening in this country. And they had the kids had a lot of fun play of words instead of the NRA. They played around with those initials and had lots of different signs. And I can't remember one right now, but they were, playing on the words. But the NRA was there.
Right.
And they had
I got to ask you, what do you think of Paul McCartney? He was in New York City. I'm not sure if you heard about that. Not as, a celebrity, quote-unquote, but just walking with the students.
I love that. I love that. There were a lot of celebrities that did that. Let's not forget, by the way, that John Lennon was killed by someone who was mentally ill.
Right. That's a great point.
We were all horrified. I'll never forget the day that we heard that he was killed, gunned down in front of his own apartment. Come on,
Do you think the nation of children in this day and age will change, and do you think there'll be more protests?
Absolutely.
Kind of like the 60s and 70s?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I do. I think that they were so articulate, Mark. And when I watched that night, when I got home, and it was a very long day for me, and it started very early, and in the middle of it, running with her with Uber and going for a couple of hours to the march and then coming back. And, it was one of those days that I finally was able to unwind. And when I watched the news, it was so wonderful to see Martin Luther King Jr.'s granddaughter.
Yeah, I heard about that, too. How does it feel to be part of history like that, though?
It was awesome.
Amazing.
It was just awesome. I'm so thrilled we went. I'm going to send the pictures to Jeremiah, and he'll post them with me and my wonderful 81-year-old friend at the march, and some of the pictures that I took. So I'll post those on our website, and you'll see them tomorrow or later on today. Anyway, Mark Goldman, always wonderful. We didn't even get to half the stories or any of the stories, but this one. But that was a big story, so we needed to talk about it. And we will have you back again very soon, as always.
And check out GoldmanMcCormick.com.
That's the best, Goldman McCormick. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. You are listening to us on BizTalk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. And, you know, I just want to say two things before we even begin this segment. That if you think getting a dog is a cute, fun thing, I just want to remind you that this is an obligation that goes on for a decade to a decade and a half to maybe two decades for some lucky dog owners. And that there's a lot involved in having a pet of any kind, and it's a tremendous amount of responsibility. And I just feel like I have to say it over and over again, because, you know, it's fun when they're puppies, and it's even more difficult as they age. So there's a great book. It's called Meet Your Dog: The Game Changing Guide to Understanding Your Dog's Behavior. And it brilliantly done, just brilliantly done. And joining us today on the Frankie Boyer Show right here on Biz Talk Radio is Kim Brophy. And the book is The Official Dog Legs Guide, The Game-Changing Guide to Understanding Your Dog's Behavior. And Kim, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Frankie.
So you are certified and an award-winning canine behavior consultant, and you're the owner of Dog Door Behavior Center in Asheville, North Carolina. So what are some of the biggest mistakes as we look at all of the different aspects of owning pets? What are we not understanding?
Well, I think this book is setting out, the entire legs framework is setting out to create a paradigm shift, because we as dog owners have been conditioned for so long into conceptualizing them from a human-centric position as our pets that are here for us, that we often miss the very obvious plain reality for our dogs that is right under our noses. And for all of the tremendous work that has been done in various scientific disciplines that can provide insights and information and understandings for us about our dogs as a similarly biological species, even if they are artificially selected by us, we haven't been applying the information and the sciences we have. We haven't been integrating that information into our daily lives with them. And the costs range from everything from misunderstandings and troubles and dysfunctions in our lives with our dogs and problem behaviors, poor experiences on both ends as we're trying to relate to each other, and then, of course, adding to the pet overpopulation problem, because so many of these dogs are failing to meet our expectations that we have for them unrealistically as simply a pet for our liking. And then in extreme cases, of course, some dogs lose their lives due to our tremendous misunderstandings.
Yes. My nephew rescued a dog that was literally minutes away from being euthanized.
Wow.
So, yeah, minutes away, because he had his tail amputated and he was, you know, he wasn't, quote unquote, the perfect black lab. He had defects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's amazing how many dogs from mixed breeds, even to very expensive purebred dogs, still end up thrown away simply because we have such an ineffective, false, oversimplistic approach to them that we've been conditioned to, that if we simply follow this blueprint for the perfect pet with the right services and the right products, that our dog will be, quote, good. It will do what we want it to do. And the pet industry has done little to dispel that myth, unfortunately, because everyone's marketing a product and they want to be able to say, this will solve all your problems. And so we as dog owners, as dog lovers, we often struggle to find the truth in all of that because we try one thing after another and all of these things collectively are still failing to turn them into something that they're not.
Yes. I had a very wonderful experience with a chow, a black chow that she lived to be 13 and a half, 2-2. And because of the reputation and because of what the breed, we were always on edge and around other dogs and other people. And even though I knew her and trusted her, I never forgot that she had a side to her that was not the best. And so I made sure that I didn't ever put her in positions that would cause a problem for her or anyone else. And I was very guarded with her, especially toward the end of her life. As she became old, she became a little more snippety and, you know, she was more of a curmudgeon, even though it's a male term, but she was a curmudgeon. And so, but I remember other breeds and other dogs, you know, in the park, people, they apologize for their dogs. And I used to say, why are you apologizing? This is the thing. They're dogs. Just as people don't like each other, dogs have feelings too. They're not going to love all the other dogs in the park.
Right. But isn't that interesting that you point out a really good element of what's happening in our psyche collectively, right? Is that both you felt like these behaviors in your chow were not necessarily the best, but maybe they aren't even not the best. Maybe it's just that we are measuring all dogs against the golden retriever.
And
she's less genetically domesticated than other breeds of dogs.
She was, absolutely.
Yeah. They're going to have those opinions and those traits that really, you know, thousands of years or hundreds of years ago were not only valued, but even selectively bred for. And now those exact same behaviors that are natural for those animals or even bred into those animals, whether it was for survival or for our own functional purposes in some type of a job like herding or hunting, we literally judge the dogs for those behaviors. We feel guilty if our dog expresses those behaviors, if they don't act like a golden retriever. We blame each other when a dog doesn't act like a golden
retriever.
That's right. And it's a tremendous cycle of misunderstanding that's causing widespread problems.
Well, you know, chows are known to be aloof, and that was part of, you know, when she saw her own family, her mother and her father, when we would take her back to where she came from, they were still aloof. They weren't. It was very funny to see the behavior.
Yeah, and yet that stoicism is one of the lovely things about those ancient Asian
breeds.
They're reserved and calm and conservative with their affections, and
it's a very
different kind of a creature to live with. But they're remarkable in their own right, and
It was a wonderful. She taught me quite a bit. Meet your dog. That's why I love the title of your book, Meet Your Dog. The Game Changing Guide to Understanding Your Dog's Behavior. It's so important, Kim. Thank you so much. Come back anytime because this is such an important subject. What's the best website?
Thank you again. Our website for our local company is dogdoorbehaviorcenter.com, and then you can also find out more about the book at meetyourdogbook.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you. This is a tale. We'll be busy.
These are clapping dogs. Rhythmic dogs. Hi, this is Ellie Cullen, registered nurse, author of Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough, and founder of Your Future Health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Marcia Yeager's testimonial. She broke 4 inline skating records, won many national titles, and was inducted into the Roller Skating Hall of Fame. Then suddenly, she became ill and her life changed.
I have trained and competed at 2 marathons, the X Games, and the World Games for inline speed skating. You can imagine my surprise when I found myself in the hospital 2 years ago with blood clots and ulcer-like lesions on my toes. I was sent home and told that my symptoms defied diagnosis. Desperate, I called Your Future Health. My health print showed me which foods and supplements I needed more and less of, and my omega-3 profile showed me that I had a severe deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids. And today, I'm feeling better than ever. Your Future Health literally saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway?
How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Rachel Simmons is with us. She's the author of the New York Times bestseller books, Odd Girl Out, The Hidden Culture of Aggression in Girls, The Curse of the Good Girl, Raising Authentic Girls with Courage and Confidence, and she is the co-founder of Girls Leadership. She is a leadership development specialist at Smith College and is the Girls Research Scholar in Residence at the Hewitt School in New York. And we have been watching her on television for a long time. She was the host of the PBS television special, A Girl's Life. And she's been on Oprah. Her work has appeared in the New York Times, the Washington Post. And Odd Girl Out was adapted into a highly successful Lifetime television movie. And she lives in Massachusetts, Weston, Mass., with her own daughter. And Rachel, welcome to the program. It's a mouthful, my goodness.
Thanks for having me.
So, before we talk about your book, are you as impressed with what's happening, and what happened this past Saturday with some of the most articulate young women you could ever imagine in our country speaking out?
I'm so glad you asked. I'm really happy that you've asked, because I think teenagers have for so long gotten a terrible rap, and especially this generation of teenagers, which I think many of us have decided are, you know, either indifferent or just plugged into Snapchat and not paying attention. And so, yes, the answer is I was not only moved, but I wasn't surprised. And I think that now hopefully the rest of the world will catch up to just how capable and purposeful our teenagers are. I do think we're witnessing the beginning of a movement. I think it's been about 50 years since teenagers have been so mobilized.
Yes,
but
yes.
In fact, I think it's always been our teenagers who have led the way.
It's true. We have. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was so proud to watch all of the kids, the young men and the women, and I don't know about you, but I sense that this is different. I do sense that this is different.
Well, I think part of what's so powerful here is that it is the victims of an experience that are leading. So I think that for so long, particularly when it comes to gun violence, we've said, hey, let's not politicize this. But it's very different when the people who have gone through it turn around and say, no, actually, we want to politicize this. We want there to be change. And so I think that that is very different, and it's hard to know where this is going to end up, but it does feel like it's not going to be ending anytime soon.
No, and one of the things at the rally that was in Boston, one of the things that I forgot to mention, because we talked about this with Mark at the first segment, was that there were signs everywhere encouraging the kids that when the minute they turn 18, they have got to already be registered to vote, that this is a mandate. If you're 18, we must vote. We must vote. We must vote. We must make the changes, because no one else will, but we will.
That's right. And I think, you know, again, this is a real counterpoint to the stereotypical teen who we imagine is really disengaged. And I know so many of us like to say that social media is sort of destroying civilization, but actually the reality is these teenagers, you know, not only have used social media to mobilize, I can just tell you on my own Instagram feed where I follow a lot of high school students, they were all posting posters, trying to mobilize their friends using their Instagram feed. But, you know, social media has inspired these kids. It's made them more purposeful. So they're using it to, you know, create change, but they're also using social media to figure out what they stand for. And I just think that's really important for parents to keep in mind, because so many of us are tempted to just impugn social media and say, oh, it's just so awful for our kids.
Right. This new book, Enough as She Is, explain to us the premise of this new book.
Sure. Well, one of the things that has been most disturbing to me as an educator for the last 10 years is a significant rise in anxiety and depression and stress in our girls, and at rates that far exceed what boys are reporting. I'm also somebody who works on a college campus, and I was seeing a lot of high-achieving girls who, despite their very excellent resumes and test scores, were besieged by the sense that they had to be smarter, they had to be more successful, they had to be prettier, whatever it was. It didn't matter how successful they were, they felt that they were not enough as they are. And so the premise of this book is to give parents the tools to help their daughters navigate the demands of their own ambition and their own, you know, drive for success, but also to make sure parents can ensure that their daughters don't give away their wellness or their self-worth in that drive to achieve their goals.
I love that message. Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that you write about is how to stop girls from making things so overly dramatic. You know, it's like, oh, my life is over if I fail this test.
Yes, girls are, I smile as I say this, they're excellent catastrophizers. They're really good at telling you the absolute worst thing that could happen. And I talk to parents in this book a lot about how important it is for us to just say to our girls, listen, I understand that you're imagining the worst that could happen here, but if you do that over and over again, your confidence is going to decline because some part of you is going to believe it. Now, a teenager might say to that, well, you know, I don't mean it. I'm just being dramatic. But even if you don't mean it, when you tell yourself something over and over again, it's going to affect you. It will become part of what you believe on some level. And psychologists call this defensive pessimism, expecting the worst. So instead, we can just say to our girls, listen, what's the worst thing that could happen if you try out for a play and don't get a part? But what's the real worst thing? Not the catastrophe, but like genuinely, what do you think is the hardest thing you'll face?
Yeah, yeah. I think that making it real and I have to ask you, do you feel that this movement is empowering these young women watching television and seeing the speeches, and is it going to have an impact on them as it's having on us?
I think so. And one of the things that's happening with this movement is it is giving teenagers a sense of purpose. Purpose basically means that you do something because you care about it, but because it also links you to something bigger than yourself. And one of the reasons we see our teenagers struggling with things like depression and anxiety is that many of them are pursuing what we call self-oriented goals. So in other words, I want to make money or I want to get good grades, but they're not doing something that's necessarily meaningful to them. And so I think what this movement is doing is it's really galvanizing students. It's making them feel like they're part of something bigger than they are. And what we know from the research is that's going to actually make them happier. It's also going to make them tougher because, and I'm sure you could see this, if you believe in something, it's a lot harder to knock you down than if what you're doing is because you just want to get good grades because you think someone expects that of you.
I want to talk about fear for just a moment, because a lot of kids shared how scared they are that they shouldn't be frightened going to school, and that all of these shootings and the way that our world is today has created this element of fear.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not just kids who are fearful. I think we also have a generation of deeply anxious parents. And I do think in many ways, you know, parenthood changed after 9/11. I think people became, I think people who lived in this country used to feel a sense of real invincibility or kind of unconditional safety. And I think beginning with 2001, things started to really shift. And I think gun violence is adding to that. So, and in fact, it is that fear of our students that is probably sending them into the streets. I can't imagine what it's like to have to do lockdown drills. You know, I mean, these are things that are very normal for kids now, soft lockdowns, hard lockdowns. That's got to create a sense, a deep sense of anxiety for our kids.
I would think so. I would think it's a different world today. And we hear that all the time, but we don't really... I think that this past weekend we saw the action instead of sitting back and feeling sorry for ourselves. It was just so powerful to see this movement come to life and the work that you've been doing for so many years. So I'm so thrilled for you because your work is really, it's so important to do what you're doing, and it's interesting to see that the rest of the country is also feeling that way. Enough as she is, how to help girls move beyond impossible standards of success to live healthy, happy, and fulfilling lives. And Rachel, what's the best website?
RachelSimmons.com is my website, and I've got very active and educated community on Facebook.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us and all the work that you're doing on behalf of all of these wonderful young women. And we'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories. New ideas turned into businesses. Programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation, demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is, I mean, this is the week of weeks. The Final Four and the beginning of baseball. And for the first time in the history, since 1960, every team on Thursday of this week will play ball. Every single team will be playing ball. Been with us before. His name, of course, is Craig Lanier. And Craig, welcome. It's nice to have you back.
Frank, it's good to be back again. Thanks for having me on.
So you love basketball, and you also love baseball. You actually, you and your son Zach went to all 30 major league stadiums. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. In 2006, I was working as a sports writer for a local newspaper up in Santa Clarita, California. Got this harebrained idea to go on the road and visit all 30 major league ballparks. I had to talk the general manager into letting me do it, but it was actually harder to talk my son into it. But we eventually hit the road.
Of course, your favorite had to have been Fenway Park.
No question. Camden. I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you.
And Camden Yards. Yeah, Camden Yards and Fenway, I think, are just beautiful. And I like Angel Stadium as well.
They've done a lot of nice improvements out there at the Big A. An exciting place to watch baseball.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so tell us about your book.
Well, my book is called This Was Never About Basketball. It's a coming-of-age story of friendship and redemption, and it's seen through the eyes of Zeke Archer. He's a well-intentioned but troubled teen. He's essentially compelled by his passion for basketball. He overcomes extreme odds, and he triumphs in the face of his biggest challenge, which is saving the game of basketball for all of humanity. It's a pretty big task.
Yeah. What did you think of Kobe Bryant winning the Academy Award and Oscar for his six-minute animated film based on a poem that he wrote?
You know, in Los Angeles especially, it's Kobe Bryant could do no wrong. I watched all five of the films, and I thought his was packed with the most emotion of the five, and that alone was a reason for it to take it. It was animated in kind of a black and white, sketchy look. It had John Williams doing the score, and it was just a really compelling piece of film.
And I have to ask you, you've been watching the Final Four?
You know, I've been actually, and you're going to like this, I've been mostly listening to it on the radio. I prefer the theater of the mind. But yes, I have been tracking everything.
Okay, who's going to be the, who's going to come out being triumphant?
Well, I'm a Kansas fan, I have been for a long, long time. But
well, they did.
Appears to be...
What a game. I mean, that was unbelievable. Overtime, I mean, you couldn't ask for a more exciting game.
Yeah, I almost swerved the car off the road coming home from a road trip yesterday with my wife.
Yeah.
Villanova, it looks like they're the big gorilla in this thing. They've got a lot of talent. They're mature. And I just don't think anyone's going to beat them. I'd like to see the Jayhawks do that on Saturday, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, it's going to be very fun to see how it all unfolds. Is it too early to ask you for your predictions on the baseball?
Well, it's never too early to go after your favorite team. I'm a big Angel fan for a long time. However, I think the Dodgers have a pretty good shot at it this year. They're pretty mature. They've got good pitching. And with Dave Roberts at the helm, he's a really good manager, and he knows how to motivate his team.
Oh, yeah, he really does. He really does. We're freezing in Boston. And Thursday is opening day. It's like wind chill today is 28 degrees outside. And we had snow showers yesterday. So it's just like, and we've had so much snow as the news has shown. You know, we've just been in the snow belt. It's the snowiest March and record keeping. And, you know, we're just sick of this, sick of this weather. So, we're looking forward to baseball, but the kids in this area had to go out and shovel baseball fields because some of the new fields are made with materials that they cannot use anything but plastic shovels. They can't use plows or anything. And they're supposed to be practicing outside. It's just impossible with the snow.
Well, there's something inherently unfair about that. I'm looking out the window right now. I live in the San Fernando Valley in Southern California. Not a cloud in the sky, and it's about 55 degrees and not even breezy at all.
Oh, nice, nice. Let me ask you, if you could change baseball in any way so that people could get a feel of going to all 30 stadiums and feeling the vibration of what it's like to be at some of the more historic parks and some of the other parks. What would get? And can I ask you what your least favorite was? I bet it was Tampa Bay, the inside one, Tampa Bay, I think it is.
That was the covered stadium there, kind of low
yeah.
lighting.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Pretty nice sushi restaurant beyond center field. So it wasn't too bad over there. Maybe it was RFK. I know they have a new stadium now in Washington, but that place really needed to be retired, as did Shea Stadium, the old Shea. They couldn't roll up the sidewalks fast enough there as well.
Yeah, yeah. But so that being said, do you think we've changed baseball with how long the games are now? They used to be 2 hours and 20 minutes, 2.5 hours, and now they're, you know, some of the games with the Yankees that the Red Sox play are 5 hours and counting.
The beauty about baseball, and I think this is why a lot of people like it, is that there's sort of an infinity within the foul poles going on where theoretically a game could never end. And there's something romantic about that. But the reality is, you're right, you know, the games have to get shorter, so maybe shortening the amount of time between pitches would help, and of course certainly doing away with the instant replay, which I think is a plague on baseball. Let the umpires call the game. That's the way it was intended.
I absolutely agree. Let's play ball. Thank you so much. What's the best website to find out more about you in the book, please?
Thanks, Frankie. This was never about basketball.com, or simply Craig Lehner over at Amazon, and you'll find the book there too.
Awesome. Thanks so much. And we will be back next time. Thanks for being with us, everybody. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Check out frankieboyer.com. We'll see you next time. And as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.